You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno. Joining me today is Susan Stanhope, Certified Senior Move Manager and owner with Move Elders with Ease. And today we are talking about taming the clutter tiger. How exciting. Yay. Don't we all have some of that? Yes. Susan brought with us some of the top 10 things that we probably don't know about this topic, but probably should. And I'm going to just highlight a few of those for you. You are not alone in this. Everyone facing a move feels overwhelmed. What do you have to say about that, Susan?
Absolutely true.
I'm sure. How many moves have you done, would you say, if you had a guess?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, probably at least a couple hundred.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes.
Holy cow. Yeah, I feel like I've moved a couple hundred times, but it's only been five times in my life. So, yeah.
Moving a family,
it's overwhelming. By asking for help from family and friends, you are giving them a gift of being of service.
Yes, you really are. People really do want to help.
Uh-huh.
And we're all so used to doing things alone by ourselves.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And you're just not asking
and not asking
that help.
Yeah.
Definitely. And last but not least, relocation stress syndrome is real. So if you have more trouble remembering things during the move period, don't worry. You'll be back to normal once you settle into the new place.
Absolutely.
And that goes for everyone, no matter what the age. Correct, Susan?
Yes. I guarantee it.
All right. Now, getting into the meat and potatoes of what we have to talk about today. What is the first step to feel less overwhelmed by my stuff? I mean, facing a move, we're talking about caregivers and caregiving and just looking at, you know, this home that maybe I've lived in for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. How do I feel less overwhelmed?
Well, the first thing that I like to talk about are the two different ways that people have stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like to have all of my stuff exactly where I know that it is, mm-hmm. so that I don't have to worry about where my keys are. I know that they're where I put them the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Other people tend to keep all their stuff out in plain sight,
mm-hmm.
and that makes them feel secure because they can look and see all of it, and they know what they have. So that's the first thing to think about, and don't judge yourself or anybody else for the amount of stuff they have or how they keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff is just stuff.
Yeah.
It's just what you love. It's stuff. It's okay.
So then how do I get started? Say I'm facing a move or I'm a caregiver going to be helping my mom dad or gosh, how do we even, you know, we've made the decision. It's time to right size, as they say. How do we make the decision of getting started? What do we do?
Well, the first thing you do is you choose something small and easy to get started with. A lot of times I'll encourage people to start with their junk drawer. Everybody has a junk drawer in the kitchen.
Or two, or three,
depending on how many people you have in your family or whatever. Yeah, and that's okay. So one task would be to start on one junk drawer and clean it out. Have a trash bag nearby. Make different piles. So as you pull things out, you're deciding whether you're keeping it or not. If you're not, you're throwing it away because most of that junk really is going to be junk.
Junk, yeah.
And then sorting. So, you know, the pens in one pile, the tape in another, the crayons, markers, whatever. Spare keys, and then neatly put it back in the drawer, and then reward yourself.
Oh,
so give
ice
yourself.
Cream?
Oh, yes, that's always that or chocolate. Yes, chocolate always good. And then the other thing, let me tell you about this trick that your mind will try to play on you.
Okay.
So you've got a pile of crayons that are really the kids, or pencils, and you think, oh, I'll go take this into my office. Beware, because the minute you walk away from that junk drawer, you're going to find a million other things to do in order to not have to go back to it.
Okay.
To really try to stay focused while you're doing it, and then you're going to feel so good after it's done, I promise.
Oh, that's for sure. I just tamed my medication cabinet
good.
Yesterday.
Excellent.
And that was, yes. And I was distracted because, oh, yeah, I forgot I had this. Oh, yeah. And then you start thinking about that section you wanted to clean.
Sure.
So, definitely.
Easy to do.
For sure. So this is a really good question. And I guess perhaps it depends on the person, or perhaps it depends on your age or your personality. But is it easier to do it with a friend or family helping? For me, it's easier for me to do something alone. But maybe that's not true for everyone, or maybe that changes with time.
Well, I think that there are a lot of things going on, especially in a senior's life. And one of the things that they typically are facing is that they are having to downsize, which means that they're going to be having to move into a smaller space, mm-hmm. typically, with less responsibility, which, yay,
yep.
allows them to have more fun in life and really take care of themselves. But what that also means is that they have to give up some of the things that they love. Mm-hmm. And so when we're working with clients and downsizing, we might be in the kitchen mm-hmm. and we might say, okay, client, do you love this set of plates, or do you love this set or this set? Because you have three mm-hmm. and now you need to take only two or yeah. only one.
Yeah.
And so it is helpful to have somebody else working with you. That could be a family member, it could be a friend, or mm-hmm. it could be a third party. They won't have the emotional attachment yeah. to the stuff. So it's easier for them to say, well, this one's pretty, but you know, this one might be more useful because you can put it in the microwave or whatever and make suggestions, yeah. but it's your decision. And you have to make sure that whoever you're working with honors that, too, because it is your life and it's your stuff.
Well, and I've actually almost seen almost the flip side of it with family members being involved is, you know, but Mom, why are you getting rid of that cup? That cup, you need to keep that set because that's the set that, you know, XYZ occurred with. And so then almost families can sometimes try to talk people out of getting rid of their stuff, too.
That's true.
I've seen it. I mean, it's yeah.
Yeah, I have, too. So sometimes it is really easier to work with a third party not related to the family because mm-hmm. there are no hot buttons either.
Yeah.
And I say that being an adult child who has now downsized and moved my own mother mm-hmm. three times.
Oh, wow.
So I've worn the hat of the child as well as the hat of the senior move manager.
Wow.
It's a tricky balance.
It definitely sounds like it is. So, you know, me just for example, cleaning out the medicine cabinet. That can be exhausting, just going through that and making the decisions. Is that normal to feel that way?
Yes, it is. It's very normal. And it's because there's so much mental activity that you're going mm-hmm. through. You're having to make decisions about things. Mm-hmm. And when it's things, you know, medicine, maybe mm-hmm. you're not as emotionally yeah. tied to it. But I think about cleaning out my closet.
Yeah.
Okay? That can be tiring,
China
too.
China closet even.
Clothing closet, China closet. I mean, any of that. And it's because there are those emotional attachments. And so it's emotionally draining. It's tiring.
Definitely. Yeah.
And that's okay. So don't fuss at yourself. Just know you need to maybe do it in shorter segments of time. 30 minutes and then go get some ice cream. Another 30 minutes, sit down and watch a TV show. Another 30 minutes, take a walk.
And I think if you're somebody listening to the show today and, you know, you're not in the phase of helping a loved one downsize, just think about yourself when you're going through your own children's clothes or the baby toys and how emotional those decisions are. But she used to suck on this little rattle, but this was the cutest outfit he was in, and making the decisions of which things you're going to keep to hold on to for them for the future and which you're going to pass along. And those are all very emotional decisions as you move forward as well.
They are. And I call those treasures.
Yeah.
I still use on my desk a cup that has a chicken on it. Because growing up, I was the chicken, my brother was the pig, and the other brother was the cow.
Oh,
and
funny.
So I like my little cup in it, and I kept that.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't keep everything.
That's right. That's right. You know. Definitely. Well, we are going to take a quick break. Joining me today is Susan Sandhope. She is the Certified Senior Move Manager and owner of Move Elders with Ease. And we are talking about taming the clutter tiger. We will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and joining me today is Susan Sandhope, who is a Certified Senior Move Manager and owner of Move Elders with Ease, and we are talking about taming the clutter tiger. Okay. So we were just talking a lot about, you know, what it's like to move and the stress involved and the fact that it's okay to be tired and reward yourself. I love that, especially the chocolate piece.
Me too.
But say I've decided to move and I'm an older adult and I'm maybe I'm a daughter and my mom's deciding to move. And I'm not sure of what furniture will fit in my new place, and I really want to take that china cabinet with me. Can you help me?
Absolutely. I find that doing the floor plan and actually figuring out what furniture really can fit mm-hmm. into the downsized, smaller space sure. is so important. Most of my clients feel a lot of relief once they know what actually will safely fit into their apartment. Mm-hmm. Not too much. Mm-hmm. But not too little either. Mm-hmm. It's really important to me that clients be able to keep what they love with mm-hmm. them.
Sure.
I had an older gentleman. He was in his 90s. He was moving. And he decided to actually keep his two living room lamps that looked a bit feminine. And now you would think, you know, bachelor pad.
Sure.
He's a man by himself. But those two lamps had been given to him and his wife when they were married as uh-huh. wedding gifts, and sure. they meant a lot to him.
Yeah.
So that was important to me that he be able to keep that.
Uh-huh.
With a lot of women, what they really, really want to be able to keep is a china cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if their china cabinet is really large and it really won't fit into their place, then we find another solution, an alternative, like
okay.
maybe a smaller etage or whatever.
Okay.
But just knowing that that one thing that's so important is able to come with them brings a huge relief. And so in doing floor planning, I like to use actually a magnetic board.
Mm-hmm.
There are computer programs you can use, but for me, I like to be able to touch and feel and play mm-hmm. and move things.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a magnetic board with little sofas and chairs and tables and all kinds of stuff. And we take the floor plan to quarter-inch scale, and then we can actually put pieces in. We measure their
nice.
Furniture, and we can really, it helps them to be able to visualize and see where they're going and how nice it's going to be.
That's great. Okay, so I can speak of my uncle here. He has a million clocks.
Yes.
I mean, literally, I counted, my kids counted one day, he has 200 clocks.
Okay, great. He's a clock guy.
He's
okay.
a clock guy. And say, you know, maybe I'm a clock person, or maybe I have a million lamps and a ton of artwork. How do I decide which ones I can keep?
Right. Okay, so with the clock, and
oh
I did
goodness.
This with a client who had Wedgwood
okay.
china. Loved Wedgwood. So she had a big etage downstairs,
uh-huh.
glass cabinet, and she had a smaller one upstairs. So I said, okay, Nancy, she's moving to California, you get to go shopping for Wedgwood in your own home.
Uh-huh.
And we moved the one from upstairs down,
uh-huh.
the smaller one, and she got to choose exactly what her special pieces were to put into that.
Okay.
Same thing with the clocks. Okay,
wow.
choose of that collection, maybe 20 of them are the most important.
Wow.
And if he wanted to choose another 20, you could box those up and then you could have a changing or an art exhibit, basically,
okay.
of clocks that went in and out.
Okay.
With artwork, it's really important, again, that you keep what you love.
Mm-hmm.
If you like it, bring it. Because
okay.
in the new place, it may be that it will fit perfectly in some setting.
Uh-huh.
If it's a piece of art that, you know, you've had for a while, it's nice, but you're just tired of it,
uh-huh.
don't bring that.
Okay. So that's how you make that yeah. decision.
Yep. And then we find a place for all of it once mm-hmm. you get there.
Okay. And what about my excess furniture and my family doesn't want it? What do I do with that?
Okay. So depending on how much furniture, et cetera, you have and what kind of condition it's in, then I would suggest and guide you to either an estate sale, possibly,
mm-hmm.
if that's appropriate, perhaps consignment.
Okay.
If not that, then probably donation to a charity. And then sometimes we do have true trash.
Okay.
That just means there really isn't any other recourse except for it to go to the landfill.
Okay.
And I can help with all of those items. The one thing to keep in mind is that the younger generations these days don't necessarily have the same taste in furniture that the older generations
mm-hmm.
do.
Sure.
And I just moved a client couple, and they had a very beautiful floral patterned sofa, 3-cushion sofa. They also had a 2-cushion love seat.
Mm-hmm.
The love seat fit into their new place just fine.
Yeah.
But the 3-cushion sofa did not. And they really wanted to sell it. Great condition, not very old, good name brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to one of my estate sale girls to say, hey, do you think you could sell this for them? And she said, I really can't. People right now, this
mm-hmm.
day,
right.
today, they are being very picky about what they buy. And so she, as an estate sale person, her company was very fortunate to be able to sell a very similar sofa recently for
$25. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's really real life.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
So when you get ready to release things and sell things, what you're really getting for those things is a little bit of money,
mm-hmm.
probably, and a whole lot of the feeling that it's gone.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And I would say one other thing that I really encourage people to think about, and that is when you're donating or you're selling something, I like to actually thank that piece of furniture, like thank that sofa for being in my life and giving me comfort. Yeah. And now I'm allowing it to bless somebody else's life.
Definitely. And that's probably what feels good when you move it on. The whole landfill piece might be harder.
The landfill piece is hard, and we really, really try not to go to the landfill. Unfortunately, the federal government says that you can no longer sell used mattresses and box springs.
Oh, really?
So we always what that means is that the thrift stores can't really take them.
Okay.
There are a couple of thrift stores that have a way to sanitize, but usually they don't.
Yeah, it's expensive. Wow. Yeah. Okay. How far in advance do I need to start downsizing if I plan to move? I know a lot of people operate in crisis mode, and a lot of people don't think in advance. And so suddenly something happens, and I can no longer stay in my home. And now suddenly I'm faced with this move on top of the whatever it is that just happened, whether it's a chronic, acute medical condition or what have you. But let's just say I'm a person who's thinking a little bit in advance. What should I be doing here?
If you think in advance, that's great. Mm-hmm. Because obviously the more time we have, the more time we have. And it goes a little bit more smoothly.
Sure.
We can do moves within a couple of weeks.
Wow.
And if
out of
we
the home
have
I've been
to,
in for 60 years.
And that would usually be in an acute medical situation.
Okay, well, on that note, we are going to take a break. Joining me today is Susan Stanhope, who is a certified senior move manager and owner of Move Elders with Ease, and we are talking about taming the cluttered tiger, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and joining me is Susan Stanhope, certified senior move manager and owner of Move Elders with Ease. And Susan, in the last few minutes we have left, I think one topic that often comes to mind for folks is having kids' stuff still in the basement in the attic. How in the world do you handle that?
To tell the truth, my dad died 9 years ago, and when we were cleaning out the attic, we had been in for 35 years. There was still our kids' stuff, the books from college and all that stuff. So it's totally normal. See that quite frequently. And really what you need to do is just basically give the kids a deadline, and just say, hey, there's stuff of yours here. There's stuff that I've kept for you.
Yep.
You may want it. You may not want it. You know, if they live all the way in California, then maybe they're not going to come. And so we could take photographs of it and send them to them and let them see whether they want it or not.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's usually how I do it. I just suggest that you give them a deadline and then just let them know, hey, we're going to be moving forward and donating it if it's donatable at that point. So.
Okay. And I know you brought with you some resources for more information, if you wouldn't mind sharing them.
Oh, absolutely. I have a lot of resources and a lot of information about the services that Move Elders with Ease offers on my website, which is moveelderswithease.com. We do the floor planning, as I mentioned. We can help with the downsizing. We also do all of the packing. So we pack fragiles, art, lamps,
clothing. So your
clothing,
company does it. You don't contract out.
Correct. Okay. We do not contract out. We do the packing. And then we oversee the movers on move day. So we're there telling them what to pack, what to put on the truck, et cetera. We're taking them to the new place, helping them unload. They bring everything in. We tell them where the furniture goes, and then we start unpacking.
Great.
We make the bed, put the toiletries in the bathroom, set up the kitchen, and I'm really good at hanging art and making it look pretty.
Awesome.
So we're really creating that home in the new place.
Well, Susan, it has been wonderful to have you on the show today. I think you gave folks listening a lot of great tips and hints on how to make moving more manageable, and definitely some ideas on how to tame that clutter tiger for sure. So as always, you may email your caring questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring at 1360WCHL.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.